Proclamation number 8404 of 6th of February, 1963. Evidence for the authenticity of the Gospels. More and more evidence of my love shall be given to you if only you seriously desire unity with me and make an effort to live in accordance with my will. For then your love for me will also grow ever stronger, which I also desire because it makes me happy when my children recognize me as their father and return eternally. And you should also know that I know your every thought, that I want to answer your every question as soon as this serves the salvation of your souls. And you should know that I only ever did one thing on earth, to instruct my disciples, as I do today, because I wanted them to pass on the knowledge they received from me, that they should spread the truth. As I also demand the same from you today, my disciples of the last days. I also instructed my disciples about things which were not general knowledge but which required spiritual maturity in order to be understood. But my disciples were not yet full of the Spirit either. Many things were still incomprehensible to them, even though I myself had been their teacher. Yet the act of salvation had not yet been accomplished, which only made the enlightenment through my Spirit possible, because the original sin first had to be redeemed before my Spirit could pour itself upon my disciples. But then they also had the realization in a flash, and everything I had taught them clearly came to their awareness, and now they were also able to record it in order to preserve this spiritual knowledge so that it would not get lost and also become a blessing for the following generations. And I truly blessed all these efforts and gave strength to those who allowed themselves to be guided by the Spirit within themselves, which was closely united with me, as the Father Spirit of eternity. For I had come to earth in order to bring light to people, that is, in order to proclaim the truth to them, because they could only become blissfully happy through the truth. Hence it was also my will that this truth should be spread, it was my will that it should remain pure, and therefore I could only choose those people to be guardians of the pure truth who had the prerequisites for it, who are united with me in heartfelt love and only ever demanded the truth themselves. But these were also called to record my pure gospel, and thus the truth was established as it had originated from me myself. But I also knew that the truth would never remain pure, for I knew people's spiritual state. I foresaw that not all people carried the same urge for truth within themselves and that therefore the truth was in danger of becoming deformed, which also happened when the prerequisites for the working of the Spirit in the human being were no longer present. And I knew that pure truth would be deformed again and again as long as people were in an imperfect state. Which is why I myself promised people the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which means that I will repeatedly guide pure truth to earth through my Spirit as soon as this requires the fulfillment of my teaching. So what could be more obvious than that I also wanted to give you humans proof that things are as I tell you. For people want proof because they are weak in faith and because precisely all events connected with my earthly life will time and again appear doubtful to people because a long period of time lies in between from this time to now, which makes it difficult for people to believe without any proof. And I will give you humans this evidence through scriptures from that time which were concealed by my will and which contain the pure gospel as I myself proclaimed it on earth, which was recorded according to my will in all purity under the working of my Spirit. For I myself placed it into the writer's heart what and in what form I deemed it to be of blessing to humanity. And I myself held my protecting hand over a spiritual good which took its origin from me as purest truth. For all of you who will be exposed to great inner battles in the last days, through my adversaries' attacks of various kinds, You shall experience an obvious proof of my love and grace by which you can raise and strengthen yourselves when it is necessary to stand up for the truth. For then your faith will be unshakable that I myself work in a human being and that my working can also result in nothing but pure truth. You need not doubt that such obvious evidence of my working is present in my first disciples, for you, who have already given yourselves to me, can believe that it is possible for me to protect a true spiritual possession from change by taking it out of people's hands until I deem it fit to give it to them again. Especially for you it shall be a strengthening of faith, for anyone who only tries to fathom the truth of such spiritual knowledge on a purely intellectual level will never come to an inner conviction of its authenticity. But people who want to believe will be extremely happy that I provide them with evidence of this kind. But whether this evidence will cause people to abandon the error with which they themselves have imbibed the truth remains to be seen, for the latter will reject the pure truth as unauthentic again, and only those will recognize it who, through their will and way of life, are willing to accept my truth through the Spirit from me. 6th of the 2nd, 1963, and those who examine the newly discovered spiritual knowledge will also be of two minds about its authenticity, for the examination also requires an awakened spirit and the intellect alone is not sufficient for this. And so groups will form again who will only accept what agrees with the spiritual knowledge they've held so far, even if they have to recognize and admit that they are faced with an undeniable proof. They will not draw the consequences and eradicate the error that has crept in over the course of time, as long as they themselves do not awaken the spirit within them. What was recorded by my first disciples was faultless working of the spirit from me. It was absolute truth. And the fact that I allowed a part of these records to be protected from being altered by human hands was precisely due to the foresight of my adversary's activity of imposing truth with error to such an extent that people are no longer willing to accept this altered spiritual knowledge and that they also reject all revelations on my part as satanic activity. And the great time gap understandably also had to make it increasingly more difficult for people to believe those events from the time of my life on earth. Yet my love wants to give proof to those who are of good will, and they shall be informed of the pure truth which will always remain the same because it originates from me myself. Human intellect does not shrink from changing the truth. Thus only spirit-filled people could ensure that a spiritual possession was preserved, and they acted according to my inner instruction when they protected it from the influence of people whom my adversary urged to undermine the pure truth. However, what is from me cannot be lost, nor does it lose its effectiveness. Hence it is to become an immense blessing for people who desire to know the truth. I cannot curtail people's will if it deforms the pure truth. Yet I can withdraw a proof of my love from people's influence so that no change can be made to it. And I can then let it emerge again if it is to fulfill its purpose. To strengthen my own and give them a living faith. To bring them close to me myself and my working and to kindle a bright light where darkness has already greatly taken over. Amen.